24th Shabbat of Shabbos, Mishneh Talad. We're learning some more lachos of how to treat animals. There's also Hilchos Muksa involved in this. Mechatam is a tluim of Sneha Behema, it's an avail of Sneha Klovin. The Tanakama home, you're allowed to chop up pumpkins in front of the Behema. We learned before you're not allowed to be Tereach in preparing food for an animal so the animal can manage without it. But this is something which is very hard, and therefore it's permitted to chop it up for the animal to use, because you can't eat it without it. And as far as chopping it finely, that's the problem with teichen, which would be permitted only if it's done immediately before the behemoth is going to eat it. You can't do it for lachat man. And the Shabbat says in general by teichen that you should lachafil avoid even for immediate use. You should not chop it very fine, yeah, even for human use. As we're saying, this is lachafil. There are opinions that say, that's the Kipsak of the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's made for immediate use and you can't chop it fine, but lots of people want to chop it in larger pieces. It's an available Lishnei HaKlovim. The second thing is an animal that died, even if it died on Shabbos, you're allowed to chop it up and give it over to the dogs. Now there's a chiddush over here, because an animal, when it was alive, from a kosher animal, was really set aside for human use. If it died without shechita, then now became animal use. So what happened was its use was changed on Shabbos, before Shabbos was for human use, and on Shabbos it became animal food, which is the type of noilad. The Tanakhama holds that this type of noilad is permitted, as Rav Shimon's opinion, which is the way we paskin. Rav Yehuda Oymen Roy Hoysen Aveilah Me'er Shabbos Asur Rav Yishenim Min Amucha. Rav Yehuda says no, it has to be dead and set aside for animal food from before Shabbos. But if on the onset of Shabbos it was human food and then it died and became animal food, Rabbi Yehuda holds of Muksa and Noilad, and this is the type of a Muksa and Noilad, that it was not prepared from this for this use from the beginning of Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda it's also, as we said, we're paskin on Shabbos like Rav Shimon, that it is permitted to use this for animal food on Shabbos.